Live from the foothills of the Blue Ridge Mountains, welcome to the Eggman Radio Addiction. And now stepping up to the microphone, the living radio legend, the Eggman, Ron James.
Hey yo. Eggman Ronnie James on your radio. It's the Eggman Radio Addiction program. Completely off-grid, solar-powered radio station out here in a recreational vehicle, an RV camper, out in the woods in North Carolina. Then we record the show. It goes live, and actually live at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And it's recorded and sent everywhere on the internet. And it's also on wave879.com, wave879. Hey, everybody out there on Wave, what's going on? So, yeah, welcome to the Radio Addiction. And we got a lot of great stuff to talk about today. Oh, man, went to the dentist this morning. Oh, my God, I'll tell you. Absolutely insane. Going to the dentist, man. It's just hardcore stuff, man, when you go to the dentist. And you've had all your teeth pulled out, and you're getting implants, and you're doing this, and you're doing that. I'm sure a lot of folks older like myself are experiencing this. And I want to say thank you to the denture lady on YouTube. She doesn't know me from Adam, but I've watched her videos, man. And she went through like 3 years of the whole process of getting fake teeth put in. And my dentist this morning said, yeah, you have to get implants for the bottom teeth to hold them in better. And you got to have at least two down there at $3,000 a piece. And then you got to have, four minimum at the top at $3,000 a piece. And that's if you want to go that route. Or unless you don't want to do that, then you've got to glue them into your head. So, I like the way mine fit just nice now. Okay, they're feeling pretty good. Screwed in like Toby the Robot. I know I'm aging myself. And regionally isolating myself to South Florida. I don't think Toby the Robot was anywhere else other than South Florida. And we are broadcasting from North Carolina, though. So don't get all bent out of shape. I'm not in Florida. Well, I could be. You never know. I've done the show from Florida before. And it's all the same. I mean, it's the internet. You know, it's like you can be anywhere in the world now and do radio. It's always kind of been that way if you do delayed radio, but live radio. Man, oh, man, now you can do live radio from anywhere. It's a beautiful thing. Today's show, it's show number 413. And the title of the show, the headline is Israel Kills Top Iran General. Another a-hole bites the dust. Good riddance. Was that a little bit insensitive? Good. So, yeah, this is the off-grid broadcast. Takes a, where I take a twisted satirical look at today's hot topics and news stories. I guess sometimes we throw a little entertainment in there, and I try to be somewhat funny. And like I said, the word is satirical. And today's topics are not sometimes easy to be satirical about, so you have to be careful. And I try not to be distasteful. No, that's a lie. It's not true. I try very hard to be distasteful. And then, of course, also on the show today, Biden admin's transgender Easter disaster. Was it a disaster? Or was it a very clever way of pissing off of, what do they call it, trolling the right wing? It's like, it's almost too good to be true. It's like, that somebody in the Biden administration had to know that, hey, man, let's really mess with the hardcore conservatives and or just the conservatives or Republicans in general. And we'll let's announce Transgender Day because it happens to be the same day. Although, see, Easter moves, okay? It's always on the Sunday. But Transgender Day is a fixed date, and it just happened to be on that date. And somebody figured it out that, let's do Transgender Verification Day, or I don't even know what it's called, Transgender something. We'll get into it. And then the next thing we'll talk about is the Church of MAGA. Trump takes up Bible thumping. Have you seen the Donald Trump commercial? Him touting a Bible. It's some guy's Bible, and I guess he's putting his name on it. It's a Trump Bible. Can you see? I can just see it now. The Trump Bible. Are you going to heaven? You need Jesus. Trump's going to be doing a commercial like that bald guy. I can't think of his name. I see him on Fox News all the time. I wonder if that commercial's on anywhere else. I don't watch any of the other networks enough. I watch, you know, I specifically will watch certain programs to hear the left-wing militant morons spew their TDS, Trump derangement syndrome, pablum all over the place. It's always good for a laugh. And then we have Democrat black racist Raphael Warnock. Man, if this guy doesn't get under your skin, okay, I mean, I don't care what color you are. Racists have got to be racist, okay? And you've got to hate all racists the same. If you don't, then you're a racist, okay? Black racism and white racism and Spanish racism and Latino racism, whatever you want to call it, you know, and Japanese people and Chinese people, racism, they all get it. We all get it, okay? And I think white, anti-white racism from blacks in public, in the public eye, have really become prevalent in the last years, last 10 years. And it's something else to hear, man, when a Raphael Warnock gets up there and attacks the House Speaker Johnson for standing up for Easter. And now, I'm not a religious freak, okay? And everybody knows I'm not a Jesus freak, okay? I don't really espouse to the religion of Christianity. I am a Buddhist slash Jewish. I think that's kind of where I fall, and I don't take any of it that seriously. So, you know, that's just me. My my party that I've always wanted to start, that a lot of people have poo-pooed me about, is the Republicans Without Jesus, the RWOJ. Well, no, the RWJ, Republicans Without Jesus. And yeah, the RWJ program party is, and what I mean by that is I don't dislike the Jesus part of the Republican Party, okay? It's not that. And I get so many emails, and my Facebook blew up this week. Oh, my God. I posted something about Fox News and their Jesus stuff, you know, a little bit much, you know what I'm saying? Maybe they should keep it to themselves, and my Facebook page blew up, and everybody's pissed off at me, but that's okay. RadioAddiction@mail.com. Hit me up, okay? And don't touch it. We'll be right back.
Forbes magazine selected Corona Cigar Company as the best of the web. And Cigar Aficionado magazine described Corona Cigar Company as the largest best-stock cigar shops in America. Here's the founder of Corona Cigar Company, Jeff Borsowitz.
We created Corona Cigar Company's retail stores and cigar bars so you and your friends could relax and enjoy the ultimate cigar experience. And we've created our website so you can shop online as well. It's easy to remember, coronacigar.com. We feature thousands of name brand cigars and accessories at discount prices. Check out our exclusive line of cigars including Avo Lounge, CAO Escaparate, Cielo, Florida Cielo, Cost Cutter Bundles, Ranchero, and Corona Nicaraguan cigars, just to name a few. And your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Be sure and join our email list for the latest cigar deals and event info. It's the best spam on the web. So save time and money and visit coronacigar.com.
Oh man, a listener just said on an email that you didn't give out the email address for the email. And I'm like, oh, man, see, sorry about that. And I've tried to clean up the show a little bit now that we are on some actual terrestrial radio stations. And I'm not sure it's even worth it to clean it up for that. You know, time will tell. We'll see. You know, but it's I would maybe like to do the show without using profane language. Although some profane language is very necessary, okay? Very necessary in some cases, but I don't know. It's like the old Red Fox and older comedians that would do their acts and would not use profane language. Rodney Dangerfield really didn't. I mean, his jokes were campy and, you know, a lot of innuendo in there, but I don't think Rodney Dangerfield dropped the F-bomb hardly ever. So, yeah, first story of the night, Israel day, the day, the afternoon, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Israel kills, it's actually, what is it? It's 3:10 in Sparkle City. And when you're listening to this, that will have no bearing whatsoever, the time nor the date. So don't worry about it. It's funny, the shelf life of these shows is about 30 days, you know, where people continue to download and then it starts to drop off. I always find that interesting around the world. You do a live radio show and then the it actually lasts now for 30 days, whereas it used to be you did a live radio show and it was out there in the ether and it was done. You know, the second I say something, it's over. That's it. If you didn't hear it the first time, you're never going to hear it again. Unless, of course, it's a pre-recorded show and they run it again on the stations. But that does happen now a lot. It didn't used to, though. Didn't used to, man. It was a one-shot deal. And if you didn't get your point across, man, that was it. Or people weren't paying attention, they'd have to sit right up by the radio. So a strategic blow, the alleged Israeli airstrike, takes out Iranian general in Damascus. Now, using the word alleged right there gets my curiosity up a little bit. The strike killed, what was this clown's name? Man, my screen just went blank. You know, here we go. Mohammed Reza Zahidi, and I probably spelled it wrong or pronounced it wrong, and he was a top commander, and I don't care if I pronounced it wrong, you're dead now, okay, so screw you, be careful, and he was in the Iranian Revolutionary Guards Corps, according to a report in Reuters, citing a security source of Lebanon. Oh, man, a lot of sources and a lot of confusion already in this article. I wonder now how legit it really is. Mohammed, not that it's not legit. He's probably dead and got killed, but, you know, how it happened and all the... says here that Mohammed, whatever his name is, the top commander in the Quds force of the Iranian Revolutionary... I believe it is Quds for Kurdish... Iranian Revolutionary Guards for Lebanon and Syria was assassinated in an airstrike that would be today. So this is late news. This is 3 o'clock in the afternoon on a Monday. So this story is coming across the wire about an hour ago. So Zahidi is the highest ranking Iranian killed since the current war started. Well, that's a good thing, right? Seems to me it is. I know there's going to be a lot of screaming memes out there on the militant left, man, that are going to be screaming, he was a good man. Why did they kill him? He was so nice. Yeah. We got you on the nice. We got you. Also, let's see the Biden admin's transgender Easter disaster. Okay, now, how do we even go here? You know what I'm saying? This is one of those topics that I have to touch on, so to speak, carefully. No, I don't. I can say whatever the hell I want, and I will, about the issue. I don't care that much in one sense. You know, it's like anytime somebody blasphemes a religious day or something, I don't get that bent out of shape about it. It's like, you know, it's because it's total trolling. And that's what this is, man. This is the troll job of all trolling, this Easter disaster by the Biden administration. And I say Easter disaster, you know, is it a disaster or is it a very clever way to troll Republicans into espousing their Christianity and all their beliefs so that they can use that against the Republican Party. You know, see, do you want to be this? And do you want to be Christian? And do you want to be a good person and believe in something? No, you don't. You want to be gay. You want to be transgender. You want to be a murderer. You want to be a racist, a white-hating moron. You want to be a Trump deranged syndrome a-hole. Yeah, that's all it is, man. It's a troll job. Don't get sucked into it. Don't take it serious, my fellow so-called conservatives. And some people even say that I'm not a legitimate conservative because of my views on Christianity and the whole Jesus Christ thing. You know, it's like, and I'm not saying it's not true. I'm just saying that we don't know if it's true or not. It was a book written by a bunch of people. And there's a lot of books out there written by a lot of people who say a lot of things. And I don't take any of it verbatim because there's no facts. It's just like, I always kind of relate it to a magic trick. You know, man, I got to get back to this story, man. I am all over the place today. But that's what's good about the show. Those are the best shows. When I drift all over the place, and then but on the air, I realize, man, I've been drifting, man. And I think that's going to be a sucky show, but it's not. By the way, the email, which I forgot last break, radioaddiction@mail.com. Not Gmail, just mail.com. That's radioaddiction@mail.com. You got that? We'll see you on the other side of the break.
John Jameson found himself stranded in the unforgiving forest of Carna, with an injured horse, a cart of his famous whiskey, and a pack of wolves even less forgiving than the aforementioned forest. Smoke billowed from the beast's nostrils as they closed in. Jameson was reluctant, but with his whiskey threatened, he had no choice. He took his dagger and plunged it right into a Kilkenny apple, using the slices to train that pack of wolves into a world-class dog sled team. The whiskey was saved, his horse recovered nicely, and Jameson even made it home in time for a lamb dinner.
Where have you been? Your dinner's cold.
But just as he feared, his wife saw the wolves and insisted they keep them. Old Jameson could be seen walking those wolves around Dublin for the rest of his days. Even though she'd promised they'd be her responsibility. Today's adventure brought to you by Jameson Irish Whiskey. Taste above all else. Taste responsibly. 40% alcohol by volume. Imported by the John Jameson Import Company. Purchased, New York.
Oh yeah, man, live from Kernersville, North Carolina today, okay? Once in a while, the shows are live from Kernersville, North Carolina, and that is high atop the Hedgecock Art Framing Studios on Main Street in Kernersville is where the studio is for this show, and It's not the studio that I use all the time, though. I have multiple studios. I got them here. I got them there. I got one in my RV. And so it's just a matter of where I happen to be that day. But today, that's where this is coming from. Yeah. So, and I need to be more aware of that. And also, by the way, Facebook. It's my main source of social media. I am very old school. Okay, and my daughter would say that's because I'm very old. But the reality is yeah, and I do post the show on Twitter sometimes, and I don't look at it, never have checked it, have no clue how many people are on there, how many people watch it, how many people listen to it, whatever, and I haven't been doing videos of the show. I dabbled in that a little bit, but that's not radio. I'm sorry, I'm old school. And who's got time to stare at their screen anyways? It's like, you put on Joe Rogan, or I listen to Bill Maher and all the different podcasts out there. Okay, all I need to do is see your face once, okay? Okay, this is Bill Maher. I know his face anyways. Who is he talking to? Oh, he's talking to Dick Smotherfield, whoever it is. You know, that's not a real person, but I'm sure there is a Dick Smotherfield out there. But I just need to see what Dick looks like, so to speak. And once I have that visualization, then I'm cool. I can just turn off the video, listen to it on my headset, go about my business and do stuff. So, you know, that's my theory on this is that if you want to see what my bald head looks like, hey, you go for it. You look me up anywhere on Facebook. And I'm out there all over the place. And there's two separate Facebook pages. There's the Eggman Ronnie James Facebook, and then there's the Eggman Radio Addiction, which is the show page. And I try to post on both all the time. The shows are usually out there. I mean, not usually. When I do a show, it's out there. Yeah, the link, at least, to go listen to it somewhere online. And we're everywhere. Okay, I don't need to be that redundant on this, but we are every freaking where. On the internet and whatever place you might be listening to it, someone that picks up this show has the balls to do it. All right, so Senator Raphael Warnock. Now, you know who this guy is. If you don't know who this is, then you probably, you know, shouldn't even be listening to this show. So, because I do consider myself to be, even though I am a jokester and a so-called funny man on this kind of topic, and my stuff is ridiculous, I am well-read, okay? I do know what's going on out there. And if you're going to ever debate me, which I don't take calls anymore because I could, it would be like 1 out of 100 calls would be somebody that could actually debate me on topics. You know, it would just be some emotional, liberal, militant, freakazoid, Trump derangement syndrome a-hole, you know, just like, hey, Trump is so bad. His emails are terrible. He writes terrible things. I mean, not his emails, his post or whatever. And he's a crook. Like, no facts, no basis, no nothing, no material of any kind, just an emotional response to the left-wing militant narrative that they shove down these people's throats and they all take it in. Nature's vitamins, whatever that is, the fruits and vegetables on TV. What's it called? Nature's Delight? I don't know. It's a scam, though, by the way. I want to make it that clear. Just go on the internet and type it in. Is Balance of Nature, that's what it is. Is Balance of Nature a scam? I guess I've kind of ruined that for a possible sponsorship, huh? So, yeah, good old Raphael Warnock. Black racist son of a B. I can't stand this guy, man. Everything that comes out of this guy's mouth is hate, white racism. And they're all like that. They're just like that. That's what they talk. And it's okay. It's the United States of America. It's okay to be ignorant and hate white people. Just like it's okay in the other direction, you know, but see, it's not okay in the other direction. So that's a whole nother topic, okay? But the reality is that this guy is a... anyways, he's been going after House Speaker Mike Johnson. And this guy, he's a show in itself. He's somebody that... he's an interesting-looking character. He looks like he should be in the Archie's comic books, you know, with his glasses and 60s or really 50s hair. You know, with the part on the side, the whole thing. Classic politician-looking dweeb, you know, and right-wing conservative Jesus guy. Everything other than the Jesus stuff, I'm okay with the guy, okay? And it's like I am with most politicians that are on the right, you know, Republicans. You know, plop out your religion and just kind of put it aside. And the rest of you, I can handle, okay? It's like, but as soon as I hear Jesus, there's either one or two things going on with that, okay? And Mike Johnson's a perfect example. But anyways, this guy, Raphael Warnock, comes out and knocks him because Mike Johnson was standing up for Easter and that Joe Biden, you know, like should not have, made Easter into this transgender identification day or whatever it was. And like I said at the beginning of the show, I couldn't give two craps either way on that. But I do find it interesting, and that it just almost seems like Mike Johnson kind of fell into this, you know, the trolling aspect of it. But then, you know, somebody like Raphael Warnock comes out, and he should just be keeping his mouth shut. The white-hating, racist Raphael Warnock, man. Email me, radioaddiction radioaddiction@mail.com. Radioaddiction@mail.com. We'll be right back.
I am Conor McGregor, multiple weight MMA champion. I'm a fighter and I've been through many battles in the octagon. Many consider my fights in the octagon heroic, but the real life heroes are those men and women who fight to protect us every day. The real life fighters, the real life heroes, are the firefighters and police officers. These first responders are true heroes because these brave men and women put themselves in the line of danger every single day protecting us all. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation ensures that first responders from fire, EMS and police departments who are killed in the line of duty with young children have a home without the burden of a mortgage. They are my heroes. They need our help today. I'd like to ask you to join me in donating $11 a month to support their efforts. Your $11 a month honors and supports our first responders. Please call now at 1-844-BRAVEST or visit tunneltotowers.org.
Welcome back. Eggman Radio Addiction Program. And so we're back. This is the last segment of today's show. And I hope I covered stuff that made you want to react to me and email me and say, hey, Ronnie James, you're an a-hole. Or I love what you say or whatever it is. I don't care. It won't hurt my feelings either way. Trust me on that. Okay, so a woman was mistakenly sedated and given an abortion when she should have been having a routine checkup. What? Man, this story is worse than I thought already. This is for real, man. God, this is just unbelievable. Because I said that, what was my title? Hospital aborts healthy baby from wrong woman. And I hadn't really checked the story out that much. It just seemed like an interesting title. I figured it was going to end up being BS or something. But anyways, the healthy woman who was 4 months pregnant, Jesus Christ, was anesthetized and given a kind of uterus surgery called a curettage, which led to her miscarrying. Okay, now here's the first inaccuracy in the story. Not inaccuracy, but the first BS of the story, okay? I mean, I'm already just that far into it, and the hospital carries out abortion on wrong woman in a horror mix-up. I mean, that's not really an abortion, okay? This was a different procedure. And I tell you, that's a perfect example of, and I've talked about this so many times on the show, the headline of the story, you know, being totally misleading. The healthy woman who was 4 months pregnant. Okay. It was intended for another woman who was also scheduled on March 25th. Now, don't get me wrong. It's a disaster. They did this surgery. Anyways, hey, Eggman Radio Addiction, I'm out of here. Remember, you spend most of your time inside your own head. Make sure it's a nice place to be.
That wraps up another Eggman Radio Addiction. See ya.